We continue the discussion about Zikrei Talmid Chachamim. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, teaches us Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ei Meshivim B'Sanhedrin, Ela Bali Koyma Bali Chachma Bali Mara U Bali Zikra. And so does the Rambam Paskin on Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Vav. The Tzarech L'Shtadol U Livdoik L'Chapes. We should make great effort. Sheikulan, that all the members of the Sanhedrin should be Bali Seva, elderly people. And we know that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei Mishnah Chav Hei, Ben Shivim L'Seva. So it turns out that according to the Rambam, you could only become a member of the Sanhedrin when you were at least 70 years old. The Gemara, and Masechta Brachis, Daf Lametes Amar Aleph, says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Im Chochme Ein Kan, Zikne Ein Kan, and Rashi explains, Haloi Zokrani, I'm an older individual, so if you have something to ask, the person to ask, V'hoylo L'shaleini, if you need to get an Eitz, if you need to ask somebody something, the person to ask is an older person. It says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Ei Meshivim Sanhedrin Zokin Soris Umisha Ein Loi Bonim. So we see that a Zokin should not be a member of the Sanhedrin. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, Paskins, Ei Mamidim Bechlal Sanhedrin Loi Zokin Muflik Loi Soris. Once you're older, you don't have that compassion that younger people have. And as the Kesef Mishnah explains, when somebody is older, he already doesn't remember what Sar Gidol Bonim is all about. So he isn't the person that should be in the Sanhedrin. So we have a steer in the Rambam. On one hand, the Rambam says, don't put in the Sanhedrin someone who's below 70 years old. On the other hand, here the Rambam's telling us that we can. So the Sefer Daf Al Daf actually quotes a Tosefta that says, "Hasoris mishloi roba banim koshla doyin dinim mamnis." Somebody who's unable to have children or never had children could be a dying for dinim mamnis. Ve'ein koshla doyin dinim afoshes. So he makes a very interesting observation. Here, the Tosefta does not include a Zokin. Why not? So, he explains. Really, a Zokin is 100% qualified, capable, and appropriate to put into a Sanhedrin. However, we know that whenever we're referring to Dinei Nefoshes, Chazal were extremely careful that we should make sure that the person is tried with Silo Eida, we always explain. We should always try to be careful. So since there is a slightest possibility that this person who is a Zokin is not have that compassion, so therefore, for Din and Nefoshes, we should not put him in. But for any other type of Din Torah, he's certainly qualified. So certainly the Sefer Daf Al Daf paskins that it's most appropriate that a person, even if he gets older, if he still has within him the wherewithal to lead his community and answer Shilas, that is what should be done. And on the contrary, we never find, he says, that elderly people should be retired. He says, very interesting, the Retvas moved from Egypt to Tzfas at the time that Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef, was still alive. And at that point, when he came to Tzfas, the Beis Yosef asked him to become the Rav of the city of Tzfas, even though at that point the Ratzvaz was over 100 years old. The Shagas Aryeh became the Rav of the city of Metz when he was over 70 years old and remained there till he was over 90. So we see some of the greatest Rabbonim and leaders of Klal Yisrael even not just continue to serve in their positions when they were older, but only obtain those positions when they were older. There is, however, a discussion amongst the Paiskim regarding a Shoichet. The Shas of Tshuva's Tshuva Mehava discusses that there was a Shoichet who was already over 80 years old, and the Rav of the city wanted to remove him from his position. And he quotes a very famous Mordechai, who quotes the Hilchis Eldor HaAdoni, who, when we learned Masechta Chulin, discussed this. And one of the chumras he makes there is that a shoichet above 80 should not anymore be a shoichet. And the Mordechai says, chumra ba'almahu vein noigin kamaisai. It's a chumra that we don't follow. The Tvu Shor quotes an Ogur, who's a Rishon, that also says that somebody once he's 80 years old should not shecht, quoting this Elder Hadoni. He says that we're not machmer to follow that psak, but we should check the shoichet if he's still able to shecht properly. And in fact, that's what the Simel Chadoshim paskins. Zokem mufug lo yishchot, kiven shiyodav kvedav v'enav kamois. If his hands aren't so, he doesn't have the same dexterity in his hands anymore. He doesn't have the same eyesight anymore. But he says, the Simel Chadoshim says, which is the sefer that we always follow in Hilchos Shechita, for hakol fi mashu adam. We have to see each individual how they are able to function. The Shas of Tshuvas Meir Nesivim says that we should not allow a shoichet to continue shechting when he's above 70, not because he feels that that's an automatic problem. He says two issues. First of all, elderly people, without even necessarily recognizing it, may not have the same physical abilities that younger people have. And number two, we have to make a rule that applies to everyone. So if we have a rule that everybody, when they become 70 years old, has to retire every shoichet, so then it would avoid a lot of machloikas. However, the Michas Yaakov says that it's not fair to make such rules. He says we have to look at every individual separately. And he quotes that there was a shoichet who wrote the Sefer Zevach Shmuel, who was 85 years old and was still shechting, and he was still shechting until 8 days before he passed away. There are those that say that when the shoichtim get older, they should not be asked to retire, but we should check their chalofim to make sure that they are doing it properly. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that our Gemara says B'Yishishim Chachma, but B'Yishishim Chachma does not necessarily apply to Shechita. B'Yishishim Chachma applies to Talmid HaChachamim giving drushes, answering shailas, but not necessarily does that apply. Shechtim and Rabbonim are not necessarily the same. In fact, as we speak about this, we remember what Yosef, when he revealed himself to his brothers, he sent to Yaakov, Yayin Yoshon, Shadas Kenim Noichi Himene. And the Mefarshim explain, why did he say send them old wine? He says, because wine, as it gets older, it gets better. So Yosef was sending a message to his father that, father, as you're getting older, you're getting better, like a Talmud Chacham. However, I did see from the Drushas Haran a beautiful vart. Because in reality, we unfortunately know there are people, there are Talmidei Chachamim who get older and unfortunately aren't necessarily as strong as they were when they were younger. So how do we reconcile that with our Gemara? So the Ran says a beautiful, beautiful pshat. The Ran says that our Gemara doesn't necessarily mean Talmidei Chachamim in order and their ability to pass Mishailas. It doesn't necessarily refer to Talmidei Chachamim who are going to still say drushes. They may not have that ability anymore at that age. He says, pshat is as follows. A Talmud Chacham, when he's young, makes a choice. What is he going to spend his life doing? And Amoritz also makes a choice when they're young. What are they going to be doing? So he says, pshat is as follows. The Talmud Chacham, obviously, when he was young, made a choice that he's going to live a life of Torah. He's going to live a life of Ruchnius. And as he gets older, he recognizes that that was the right choice. That was the right way to live his life. Talmidei Chachamim, cause man shemaskinim, Talmidei Chachamim, as they get older, datum sheyashavus aleihem. The choice that they made when they were younger, what kind of life to lead, they're very comfortable with that decision. Whereas Ziknei Amoritz, Amoratzim, as they get older and they start reflecting on the decision that they made, what kind of life to live, Datum Tarefes, they feel, wow, we wasted our lives. And that causes them to have tirof hadas, to have great regret on the kind of life did you live. But I saw another pshat. Ziknei Talmidei Chachamim refers to the Talmidim. A rav is totally in Talmidim. As the Gemara says in Masechta Tainus Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Harbi lamadati merabosai, umechavera yois merabosai, Matalmida Yos Mekulam. And that's Pshat. Ziknei Amoritz, Kovman Shemaskina Datum Terefes. Ziknei Torah, the Zikanim, who are the Talmidei Chachamim, realize as they get older that they have Talmidim who are following in their ways. And that causes them the Datum Yosheves, that they feel we accomplished something in life. But the Ziknei Amoritz, what do they accomplish in life? They didn't leave over Talmidim, and that causes them to atam mitarefes. But at the beginning of our previous year, I quoted the result. And I want to conclude this year with the words of the result. Hamakom zakenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the schus, la'avosoi ulirosoi, to love him and fear him, she shoirish kol hachokma v'tchilosai. What is it all about? All of our Torah is really connected to Yerushalayim. K'tiksiv, Yerushas chokma Yerus Hashem. And we should taka b'zoicha taka to Yerushalayim. And through that schus of Yerushalayim, we will be zoicha data to be ziknei talmidei chachamim, who calls manchem askinon, datom es yeshevas aleihem.